It's Monday, March 9th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 420. I am joined by Brock McGinnis, Cassie Berger, and Jim Chiquetta, talking about pre-designed collaboration specs. Cassie Berger starts off talking about the value standardized collaboration spaces can have for certain integrators and end users.
So design time, you're cutting down significantly on implementation, right? Because every time you engage your engineer, it's $90 to $120 an hour to have them custom design, build a space. If you as a salesperson need that AV technical balance, you can't do it. So if you have a base standard, I think it cuts down on that time. And from a sales perspective, it's great. However, it needs to be scalable. You need to make sure that whatever that design is, it's scalable to the specific needs of that customer. So as a salesperson or an engineer, hopefully you'll just have to come in and make it custom to a point to make it scalable based on size of the space, whatever that might be. And then the biggest point, I think, for us now, as we're seeing more of those standard rooms, is tagging on that service agreement, right? That service is really the big point in this. It should be a base standard room, scalable. You use the same concept with preferred vendors every time around, so you're not guessing what you have to use, what products you have to use, if they speak together, if they work, if it's an open API. You're not taking in consideration all those facts because you know it does. It's the standard. However, what your real value is moving forward as a operator is hopefully tapping on that service agreement and that service clause. And you're following up with them with firmware updates every, 3 months or whatever it might be. But that's really the value add. So I think standardizing on design is great. Pick those preferred vendors, hopefully a handful, so you're not guessing if products work together well, if they have open APIs or not. Scalable and tack on the service agreement at the end of the day.
Also, as a former programmer, you can also reuse a lot of code if you have to.
Exactly. I mean, and that's what it should be. It's being able to create that as much as possible, but also make it scalable so it's more specific to the customer.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.